The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Wow! Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, from My Daily Devotions, become part of our spiritual reflections. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, and we probably should use, but many of us won't. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And I don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that kind of thing. You might have an opinion, a comment, a thought. You might have a question. We have a couple of new things we're bringing in to the show, so I'm telling you this ahead of time, and I will repeat this. I will repeat this in the second 60-minute segment, but we are going to change some of our style. What? We're going to change some of our style? Changing some of our style because we are not getting to our teachings enough. You know what that means? That means I'm not getting to the teachings enough. So here's what we're going to do. In addition, we want to keep the show kind of moving and give people the opportunity. So we want to get to the teachings. We want to give multiple people opportunities to speak. We want everybody to enjoy it. We want everybody to understand the fellowship process. We're going to change for the next couple of weeks and see how it goes to one phone call per show. One phone call per show. Okay, I want you to hear what I'm saying. You can ask, you can comment, you can have an opinion, you can share your thoughts, you can share something the Lord's doing, you can share testimonies, you can answer trivia, but we're going to try, okay, no, we're trying it, we're not perfect. Hey, T, I don't know if I told you this or not, and I do want to let you know this. Outside of the blood of Jesus Christ and the redemption that comes through the redeeming work of Christ, I'm not perfect. Did you know that?
I knew that.
Okay. Is that why that buzzer is so easily accessed?
Right? Always, always. Okay, you want to hear the buzzer again?
Yeah, let me hear that buzzer. See, that proves I'm not perfect. That's all you got to know. So what we're going to do is we're going to try one call per person. In other words, you can call in every show, just one phone call. That's all we're saying. So if you have a question or a comment, just bring it in. That way, more people get the opportunity. And what I want to do is we have some of our regular callers, whom I love. Okay, but what I want to do is give other people the opportunity to call and not, you know, get, you know, some people are a little more shy, give them a chance, and if the answer doesn't come in, I'll just answer that trivia or whatever it is at the end of the segment. T and I are going to work together on that. We're going to tag team on that. By the way, if you do want to call, our number, 972-445-0770, that's 972-445-0770. I just want you to know what that's like when you call in. When you call in and Terrific T answers the phone, it's like when you open up your Bible and the word that you read, the first scripture you read, pops off on the page and you're like, yeah. You have that moment like, yeah. Okay, well, that's what it's like when you call in to 972-445-0770 and then Terrific T answers the phone. Then she turns it over to me, and then it's like you drop your Bible Then you go, where was that? Where was that? I can't find it. So that's if you call in. If you text in, you can text in an unlimited capacity, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. We have, like I told you before, eliminated the CIA from tracking all the calls in regards to the trivia questions. So I'm just going to leave it there. Otherwise, I'm going to get a knock on the door. Are you David Spoon? We want to talk to you. And then also, if you want to simply email, you're welcome to do that. David@hemustincrease.org. David@hemustincrease.org. Let's start off by reminding you, because the money is a little low, let me remind you about the website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, and don't forget, tomorrow we are doing Read and Ramble in the first portion, and then we're doing our expository teaching on Philippians. Don't forget, we're closing in on Philippians, getting to be done. And once we're done with Philippians, then I think we're going to go into the book of Acts. I've been trying to forewarn you, trying my best, and not always doing a good job, but the narrative teaching style of the book of Acts is going to be different to do an expository teaching on than it is to do like the epistles that we've done. And so I'm just making sure you know that ahead of time. And by the way, an epistle is not the wife of an apostle. The word epistle means letter. So I'm just trying to help you so you don't go, what's an epistle? Not the wife of an apostle. All right, so in lieu of all of that, we're going to try and just tighten up a few things. I think it's a better idea to do that. If I'm wrong, the Lord will correct us. You got to be open to that, right? So if somebody asked me, well, you know, if you try it and it's wrong, you know, how does that work with the Lord? It's not like the Lord's up there going, oh, that person tried. And because they tried and failed, I'm going to have to get a hammer from Gallagher, the guy that smashes all the watermelons, and I'm going to have to crush my son or daughter on the head with a hammer. It's like that. How can I say this as nice as possible? That is not how that goes. Okay? God is not up there. He doesn't have a hammer. He's like, mistake. Mistake. Did you ever play that game where the little like woodchuck person, a whack-a-mole? And so, yeah, when you whack-a-mole like a thing.
Yeah, like it'll pop up and you'll whack him.
Yeah, and you whack it on the head. That's what people think God does. He's up there. He's like, got my hammer. Dummy. 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 Okay. That is not how that goes. You do your best before the Lord. I think we've said this 1,000 times. We'll say it 1,000 more because it's good. Do your best. Pray that it's blessed. Let Jesus take care of the rest. That's all you got to do. All right. I want to finish off. I'm not done on this Psalm 103. So you can just, Dave, you're still doing Psalm 103? I probably could teach this for the rest of the month. I'm trying to move it along. I move a little slow. We talked about Psalm 103, all of the benefits. Praise the Lord, O my soul. That's adoration with surrender. Praise the Lord for getting out all his benefits. He forgives our sins, not some of our sins, all of our sins. Heals all of our diseases. He redeems our life from the pit, kind of in a cylinder pit that's kind of slimy and you can't get out of. He pulls you out, gives you a way out, crowns you with love and compassion, wants you to know that's on your head, that's on your forehead. And then we go to verse 5. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And we're not talking the Philadelphia Eagles, like an eagle, okay? Who satisfies your desires with good things. Can I at least be honest with you? I just want to try if I can. A little tickle in the old throat-a-roo. We don't even know what we want. How do I say this in such a clear manner that will really communicate it? Let me think. We don't have a clue as to what it is we really want. We just kind of think we know what we want, right? Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's Psalm 37:4. You know what it doesn't say? Because you know what every one of those desires is. You know it just straight out. You know exactly what you... No, you don't. You don't. You think you know what those are. And why that's important is because as you think you know what those desires of your heart is or are, let's use the plural, then you try to fulfill it. And have you ever noticed that it kind of falls short? And that's because you think you know what the deepest desire is. You try to fill it. You try to accomplish it. It doesn't get accomplished. And then you're sitting there thinking, blop, 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 why isn't this working? And the main reason it's not working is because you're not even sure of all the things you want. This is why it's really important for God to be the one that brings the desires that are within you to fruition, so that when it happens, you're like, yes, fantastic. Testico, although you might not use that word. Awesome-o, you might not use that word. But like, oh, so coolio, you might not use that word. But the idea is for you to understand that in the desires of your heart, you think you know, but God absolutely knows. And the Lord promises to satisfy your desires with good things, not with temporary substitutions that won't last. And I think this is a really important teaching for all of us to understand. You think you know what you want. You try to accomplish those things that you want. And even if you get some of it done, you're like, that's not as good as I thought it would be. That's just the truth. But God knows and will bring about what that actual desire is and the fulfillment of that desire. And when he does it, it's fantastic. So the Lord, another one of the benefits, just listen to how simple this is. We've covered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is the 7th benefit in 5 verses out of Psalm 103. The Lord knows deep within you what your deepest, truest, most earnest and honest desire is, and he will bring it to pass with good things that are truly satisfying and helpful to you, and it won't fall short the way it does when we try to accomplish it. Isn't that a great benefit? It's like, oh, good, because I couldn't even figure out what to eat for dinner, let alone what the depths of my desires are in my life. I love stuff like that. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am. The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Is the David Spoon Experience.
Or the president of Focus on the Family. When you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, you know we're using this new rule, one call per show, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't call. So, I mean, that's my biggest concern. People are going to go, I don't want to call then. It's like, no, you call. Just one call per show. That's all we're saying. All right, here we go. We're starting with our first trivia question. Pretty good one. I think it's a pretty good one. What disciple's mother-in-law, what disciple's mother-in-law was healed of a fever by Jesus? Aha! Or in the Jewish joke, it goes, aha! Well, we'll get to that one later. I got to tell that joke eventually. It's just a classic. You know, it's just really – okay, fine. I'll tell it sooner than later. Okay, this is a point. If you know the number, or if you know the answer to that trivia, because you can call in. What is the call-in number? It's 972-445-0770, unless they changed it on me. And then its text is 214-210-8483. We ready for our first call? Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Gary.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that's why I want people to pray. I tell the audience, I want you praying for Gary, and I really do. And what I'm praying for has a lot to do with renewing of strength and healing of the body, and just praying for you on a regular basis. And it's just good to hear your voice. It comforts me to know that you're still there hanging in there fighting through. So that's a big deal for me. Okay, here's a classic question. Very difficult for some people because of what it means. What disciple's mother-in-law was healed of a fever by Jesus?
Peter.
That is 100% correct. So Gary, I got to ask you the question, and then I'll let you go. So if that was Peter's mother-in-law, then I guess Peter was probably married, right? That would be the assumption.
Right.
That's it, right?
Right.
Then people are like, he wasn't married. Really? Then how did his mother-in-law get healed from a fever? Excellent job, Gary. I really appreciate it, my brother.
Okay.
Thank you
so
much.
I have a question for you.
Oh, sure.
Now,
absolutely.
You said just one call. I just want you for answer one question.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, for like a trivia question or something like that. If what we're just trying to do is what we're doing is getting multiple calls in a show, which can create an inability for other people to reach in too. And I want to make sure that we give people that opportunity. So
just one.
Yeah,
one call.
Just one. But you can ask me anything, and you can text me. I know if you don't text, you can also send me an email. And if you don't send an email and you can't text, you can call in and leave it with T, but I'm not going to put it on the air because I'm just trying to keep the flow going.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gary. All righty. Although he did have the title Gary again, so I don't want him to take that personal by any stretch of the imagination.
Of course.
Correct.
We're going to miss Gary again.
Yeah, Gary again. Gary will be with us. Gary again might not show up as often.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, fine. Since you asked me so kindly, I will tell that joke. Let me tell you this Jewish joke. You didn't ask me? Oh, okay. Let me tell
you're
you this
joke.
You're
killing me, Smalls.
Thank you. Let me tell you this joke. You're thinking, well, shouldn't you take calls instead of tell a joke? If I don't tell jokes, sometimes I explode. There was a guy, a Jewish guy, and he went to a restaurant, and he ordered soup. And then they brought the soup. So he comes over. Tell me if you heard this one. He says to the waiter, hey, waiter, taste the soup. And the waiter goes, what's wrong with it? Is it hot? Is it too hot? He goes, hey, waiter, taste the soup. He goes, is it too cold? He goes, waiter, taste the soup, will you? Taste the soup. He goes, what's wrong with the soup? The guy goes, waiter, will you taste the soup? He goes, fine, where's the spoon? The guy goes, aha! Aha! Come on!
Okay, I wanted to buzz you, but that was funny.
It's funny. It's like, aha, like I have no spoon. Okay. Now, when you're a spoon, like I am, you find that funnier. Website we already did. Gary got his call in. Good job, Gary. And we don't want you to not call. I want to make sure people understand that. We're just trying to get one call per show. Just, you know, people work with us, doing the best we can. Let's go back to the text. I want to finish off on the text. I really like this Psalm 103. I'm just really I'm I don't want to say enamored, but I'm drawn to it for whatever reason. Here's the first part of that verse. He who satisfies the desires, your desires with good things. We talked about that. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You would never think in a billion years that something that simple can become complex, but people have made it complex because they've tried to define how the renewal of an eagle's youth takes place, and they lose a feather and gain a feather and all this other stuff. And it's like, talk about missing it. It's just like, you're missing it. Okay. What David is saying is when you think of an eagle, okay, just stop what you're doing and think, what does an eagle represent, not just from our country point of view, but what does an eagle represent? I mean, an eagle is majestic, it's powerful, it's strong, it soars, it does, it's like I said, majestic's like my favorite word for an eagle. And what the scripture is saying is that your regeneration process, the youthfulness that's a part of your existence will be regenerated or happen again and again, like the strength of an eagle. Because if the Lord would have said, you will be regenerated, you know, like the strength of a moth, that might not be as good. Because if you run into a bright, you know, light, or if you run into a light bulb, you're dead. See, so you want it to be a picture of something that's great and strong and majestic. And the Lord is the one that brings renewal. And before anybody thinks, well, you know, but the body's got to go through the process the body's got to go through, let me just remind you scripturally that that is not the case. In fact, Elijah, who was older, outran the chariot of Ahab when he tucked his cloak in and he ran. The Lord gave him supernatural strength to run ahead of a chariot. Remember, a chariot's being pulled by a horse. And he's an older prophet. Bam, he went right through. God can renew and will renew your physical strength. And Paul makes reference to this when he says that the Lord would give me the energy. The word in the Greek is energios or energia, and it's like it's exactly what you think it is. It's the energy, the oomph. And sometimes, and by the way, if you want to find that energy passage, it's in Colossians. Sometimes you need to come before the Lord and say, I need renewal in my energy. I need to have that renewal of strength to carry on. You know, most of us say it, we just say it differently. So let me say it quite clearly. Most of us will say, oh Lord, just give me the strength to endure, or give me the strength to finish. And I think many of us are saying we need the renewal of strength. I just think we should say, give me the strength to finish strong. Give me the strength to keep going to the end. Like Paul said, I finished the course. Not, I finish. There's not a requirement for you to finish this journey limping. You can finish strong in the Lord. And my point in saying that is to understand that God can and will rejuvenate you, renew you, and strengthen you. And you know, does he always rejuvenate somebody for every single situation? I don't think so. At least not that I can tell in Scripture. But to not petition is to not have it happen. Why wouldn't you ask? Jesus said, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be answered. And so it shall be opened. So the idea behind that is for us to make the pursuit. And one of the greatest things that Jonathan ever said in the world that I think people miss, the great, great, great prayers of all time, is when he and his servant were about to go up the hill and fight the Philistines. And he goes, perhaps the Lord will save with many or with few. It doesn't really matter to him. He can do whatever he wants. And it's like, perhaps, you know what? We'll ask. Right? Doesn't hurt to ask. that's kind of a little Yiddish. Doesn't hurt to ask, right? But you need to ask the Lord. And he may renew your strength and give you all that. You might be feeling low or down or What happened yesterday? Oh, so yesterday I got out of the prayer and I twisted my elbow thing here. I don't even know what part of my body is. And I just told the Lord, hey, I need you to help me in this. I need strength in this because I was thinking about today and writing. And it's not hurting when I'm writing, but it hurts when I drive and I turn the wheel. Isn't that weird? So anyhow, I asked the Lord to help me. Is he going to help me? So far, I'm getting through the show fine. Is he going to heal it? I don't know. I hope so. I'm going to keep asking, right? Because why should I stop? Unless he says no. And then that's different, right? So your youth, your the youthfulness of you, your energy is in the hand of God. Remember, he's the one that breathed into you, and he's the one that still breathes into you, so to speak. He knows your breath process. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You come before the Lord, say, I need strength to keep going. I need to be renewed like that of the eagles. I need to be strong and majestic, Lord. And I'll give you the glory and the honor. Please help me. You think I just want to change how people – he doesn't get mad when you ask. He might say no. But he's not going to go, well, oh, my goodness, my child asked me for something. I mean, that's not how a parent is. So think of it in those terms, right? All right. Is that good? That was good. I like stuff like that. All right. All right. So in the next segment, we're going to do kind of a sermon-y, sermon-esque kind of teaching, and then we will have trivia, and you are able to call in on the trivia, so I don't want you to think you can't call, and I do appreciate everybody who's texting as well, and also the people, if you want to, you're welcome to use david@hemustincrease.org. I pretty much am confident that it will come right to me. Most of them have, so I'm confident for that. I do want to remind you of a couple of things that are important. I did get a letter from Matt Slick's organization, and we are going to be starting our teaching on apologetics, the defense of the gospel. And we're going to start off in what we call bibliology. Bibliology is the study of the Bible. It's the place to start. It's the place where we get our authority, you know, and it's the place where we run our plumb line. So get ready. And that will be a little bit more teachy than you're used to, but it should still be a lot of fun. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a little bit of a break. Come back. Top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
You know, it's not just the audience that needs stuff. Sometimes the host needs a little bit of a, you know, a little
Tell
bit
me the
of,
show's all about you.
Well, this segment is.
Oh, okay.
Not about the show. But I would say this segment, and it actually has a title for the DDD. It's called Joke Time. Is Christian humor allowed in teaching? We've actually had complaints. You know, oh, you can't teach the gospel and use humor. That's why Jesus called James and John the sons of thunder, because it wasn't a humorous quip. You're right. Pretty bad exegetical process, but let's look at it. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine. A joyful heart is good medicine. You've heard that before. That's not new. You know that's the case. But what happens is people take these unique interpretations in Scripture and they think that it applies to all processes. So somebody actually said to a member at our station, you can't use levity in the gospel proclamation because Paul says you can't do it in 2 Corinthians. And it's like, wrong answer. This is why we do the thing called read. That's always fun. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7 says this, in case you were trying to figure out where did that word levity come from. It's only in one translation. It's actually never used in any other capacity. But here is what he was talking about. Was I fickle when I intended to do this? Or when I made my plans, did I make so in a worldly manner in the same breath as to say yes, yes, and no, no? The only time that the potential word levity is used is when Paul is talking about meeting with the Corinthians. And the one interpretation you could use is, was I using lightness? It's not really the word for levity, just in case you're wondering. But did I use lightness when I made my plans with you? In other words, was I kidding around when I made plans to come see you? No. That's what Paul said. Not, you can never use humor. So whoever kind of swapped those two together really needs to like relax. I think that would be the key. And then for those that are just curious, you know, when the gospel talks about, this is kind of one of those classic things, when the gospel talks about making declaration and the foolishness of preaching, the word is moria, moria, from which we get the word silliness. So Paul's like, yeah, preaching the gospel for the Greek people and for the Jewish people in large, it's a, kind of like a silliness thing. Yeah, that's what he said.
The David Spoon Experience.